facing your giants. We've already given you a stone to put into the sling of faith, that you might slay the giant doubt, lack of assurance. The first stone I gave to you was Christ's work for you makes you sure. The second stone I want to give you is that Christ's word to you makes you sure. You see, the assurance of our salvation is based upon what God has said. God says it. I believe it. That should settle it for me. God cannot lie. God is true. And what he says in his word we can rest on and believe. There are three words that God uses in regard to the assurance of our salvation. The first word is the word are, A-R-E. The Bible tells us, Ephesians 2 verse 8, by grace are ye saved. It's not that you're hoping to be, you might be and you think you will be. No, it's the here and now. You are saved. By grace ye are saved. And your sins, John tells us in 1 John chapter 2 verse 12, your sins are forgiven you. 1 John 3 verse 2, now are we the sons of God. That's the here, that's the now, that's assurance, that's certainty. And those words that we're going to look at now, they bring the assurance of our salvation. That word are, your sins are forgiven you. Young person, go out today and believe that. Rest in that. Don't go out as you did yesterday, doubting with fear and anxiety. But listen to the word of God. Your sins are, they are forgiven. You're not hoping that they'll be forgiven. They are forgiven you. Another word God uses in connection with salvation and the assurance of it is the word hath, or has, or have. The word have, has, or hath is a tremendous word. 1 John 5:11, God hath given to us eternal life. Ephesians 1:7, we have redemption through his blood. And Romans 5:1, we have peace with God. That's a present possession. We have peace with God. We have redemption through his blood. God hath given. So, young person, God has done that. It reminds us that God already has done something for you and you already possess something. You have eternal life. God says it. You have redemption through Christ's blood. God says it. You have peace with God through faith in Christ. God says it. So you've got to believe it. And the final word is no. K-N-O-W. And it tells us in God's word, Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. 1 John 3:14, we know that we have passed from death unto life. Paul says, I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Take these words with you today. Take this stone with you. Christ's word to me makes me sure. Your sins are forgiven.